Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Hope everybody is good today. So I read something on social media yesterday. Somebody basically complaining about how Facebook groups, in particular product groups, have took a massive nosedive recently, and people are really struggling to build their business via a Facebook group. In particular, this lady was selling health and wellness products. Now, this is nothing at all against anybody in any company. It just so happened that this person was selling health and wellness products in a product-based group. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this today that are also using product-based groups. And what I mean by that is a Facebook group where you invite maybe all your friends and all your family or whatever, and you routinely post offers in there, or you routinely post offers, products in there, or speak about different things or opportunities or etc. And I know a lot of people are advised to do this, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea, and I don't think it's something that you should not do or something that you should avoid. However, what I'm going to speak about today should hopefully make a lot of sense and should help a lot of people out who might be in a situation where they feel like the group just isn't working. They feel like they're spamming inside the group, nothing's working, nobody's buying stuff, and things just aren't, you know, where they want it to be. Now, the thing is, what I always say to people is, Facebook isn't a social media that was built for you to sell stuff. Think about this logically. Facebook was built for people to connect. Facebook was built for people to network. Facebook was built for people to have conversations, to get to know each other, to meet new people, to meet strangers, to connect with people all over the world you wouldn't normally connect with. You know, that's what Facebook was built for. Selling products is just something that people have used Facebook for, but it wasn't built for that. So it will always be against you if you're trying to use social media to sell products. And that will always be the case. It doesn't matter if it's a group, doesn't matter if it's a page, unless you're paying for advertising, doesn't matter if it's a profile, doesn't matter if it's a story. It will always be against you in all areas. Now, some people seem to think they're clever and they're like, yeah, well, if I create a group, then Facebook don't know. Well, obviously they know. It's freaking Facebook. They know what's going on inside groups. You know, there's no way around it, because social media wasn't built for that. Now, if you always think with that rule in your mind, then you can never really get frustrated if Facebook isn't working in a way in which it wasn't intended. It's a bit like me getting annoyed at my goldfish because he cannot do a backflip. Well, yeah, obviously, because, you know, that's not how he's built. That's not genetically how he's made up. It's the same as Facebook. If you're getting annoyed at Facebook at the fact that you can't sell your products on your group, then you're getting annoyed at something that wasn't built for that in the first place. So it doesn't really make any sense. So does that mean you cannot sell products on Facebook? Definitely not. It just means that you shouldn't bank on it. And what I mean by that is, when I say Facebook, I mean publicly, groups, profiles, stories. You can post the odd post on your profile, you can post the odd post on your wall, you can post the odd post on your stories or whatever. I highly recommend like a 9 to 1 ratio. So I'd say 9 value-based or personal-based posts to 1, you know, business or product-related post that's on your profile. Now, let's look at groups in particular. One piece of advice that I would give you when it comes to groups or business pages, if you're not paying for advertising, is don't bank on it. And what I mean by that is, always have in the back of your mind that this isn't going to work. Now, I don't want you to be negative about this. I don't want you to think, right, I don't want you to think, when I say it's not going to work, I don't want you to become all negative and be like, oh, Matt said it's not going to work, this is being negative, this is being down, all this type of stuff. It's not about that. What I'm trying to do is lower people's expectations, because people seem to think you're going to go into a group, add 100 people, you're going to post in there, and a whole 100 people are going to see your posts. That's actually not true. There's actually a percentage of people who are going to see your post. Not all 100, unless they have clicked to follow the page in particular and turned on notifications, which will be a very small percentage, even if you tell them to do it. You know, so first and foremost, there's not going to be a lot of people that see your posts. From those people that see your posts, there's not going to be a lot of people that are actually interested in what you offer. Believe it or not, your product isn't for everybody, regardless of what it is. There's going to be some people that aren't interested. Then from those people, there's going to be some people that are interested but probably won't buy. From the people that are interested and do have a look, there's going to be some people that have a look and then don't buy or ignore you. So there's a very small percentage of every sort of product post working, if you think about it that way. So what I'm saying to you is, if you are banking on that being the only way to build your business, you're playing with a very low percentage. Your chances of actually getting a recruit or a sale is relatively low, because you're playing against all odds. You're playing against Facebook, what it was built for. You're playing against the odds in terms of the algorithm. You're playing against the odds in terms of Facebook don't want you promoting products all day and posting and spamming all over their stuff. So everything's against you. You know, it's like trying to, you know, hold something in front of your face, like a fence panel. Like, I used to be a builder, and one thing that used to be terrible was if we had to lift a fence panel like 10 foot in the air, I guarantee there'd be a gush of wind. If there's a gush of wind, you're like holding on for dear life, you know? Like, you imagine like a fence panel is like 6 foot by 6 foot, and then you've got like a gust of wind coming at it. It acts like a parachute. So me and my dad are there like sort of struggling and shaking. That's what people are actually doing, is they're trying to do something when everything is going against them. You know, one thing we'd have to do in that situation is put the panel down, wait for the wind to calm down, then lift it back up again. You know, same scenario with Facebook. If everything is against you, then obviously it's going to be a lot more difficult to do the most simplest of tasks, which might be putting a blog post up. And that might be an absolutely terrible analogy, but hopefully, maybe it's a good one, maybe it's a bad one. You guys are going to have to let me know on that. So the point I'm getting at today is don't bank on your groups. Don't bank on your pages. Make up for your work in your inbox. Contact people, reaching out to people. I'm not saying build relationships for hours and hours on end. I've done numerous podcasts on this and I've done training on this. Reach out to me direct for some support. You know, you don't have to build relationship. But I absolutely guarantee you the chances of you making a sale in your inbox is a lot higher than just randomly posting inside of your group. Now, if you've got an absolutely humongous group with thousands of people, obviously the chances of getting sales will go up, but the percentage might still stay the same. What I mean by that is if you've got a 2 to 5% chance of making a sale every time you post inside your group, that's the case whether you've got 100 people in there or 200 people in there. Now, if you've got a 5 to 10% chance of making a sale from speaking to somebody and having a conversation and following some of the training on this podcast, then your chances might go up to like 5 or 10%. So that's the same if it's 100 people or if it's 200 people. 5 to 10% means you will have closed on average 5 times plus more people by speaking to them. Now, I've made those numbers up just to explain things, but, you know, I would say that's pretty close to being accurate. You know, based on my own findings over the last 6 years, based on me working with thousands of people, you know, the chances of actually making a sale inside of a group are relatively low. So don't, what I'm basically saying in the most basic way is stop sitting on your ass, posting things in groups and expecting to make loads of money. Stop posting things in pages and expecting people to flock to you, to buy your product, to join your team, to do all this stuff. If your business isn't working, you need to get off your backside. And I don't mean that, you know, sort of physically, because you can actually sit on your backside and send messages, but you need to actually take action in sending messages and getting into people's inboxes. I said this to somebody yesterday. If I put a gun to your head and said you need to close 20 sales by the end of this week, would you put a post on social media? And would you sit there and play Russian roulette with me and my gun? Or would you get out there and go, right, well, I need to make 20 sales. I'm going to message everybody. I'm going to message every minute of every day until I close those 20 deals. I know what I would pick. Now, you should have the same mentality with your business. You might not have a gun to your head, and I hope for your own sake that you don't, but life is still as serious as that. Life is a case of live or die. Life is a case of living a good life or a bad life. Life is so valuable, and time is so valuable, that every second wasted is like wasting the most valuable asset on planet Earth. So it is a case of life or death. It is a case of having a gun to your head. It is a case of taking action and the right action. So that's what we talk about today, is if your groups and stuff aren't working, get off your ass and go and find another way to make it work. And don't bank on these groups, because I guarantee you they're not always going to be what you think they should be or what you was expecting them to be. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you're in a position where you'd need some help with your marketing, sales, branding, or social media work, feel free to reach out to me direct. Matt Richards on Facebook, at Matt Richards Coach on Instagram, or MatthewRichardsCoach@gmail.com in email. And last but not least, please take 2 seconds to share this episode today. I'm trying to help as many people as I can. Help me to help you guys and help as many people as I can. Click the share button. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you all very soon in the next episode. Bye-bye.